Good afternoon. Welcome back. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by the one and only Tony Blankley. Hello, Tony.
Hi. Good to be here.
Good to have you. The GOP primary deadlocked. Five odd factors could thwart choice of nominee before convention time. Now, I must admit, that got my attention this morning, and the more I read, the more concerned I became. So what you're saying is, correct me if I'm wrong, the nominee may not be selected until the convention next August?
Well, I confess that about every 4 years, some columnist suggests that maybe we're going to have we're not going to have a primary decision, and it's going to go to the convention as it used to do regularly until the early 1950s. And of course, it turns out that each time that is not the case, and we've had a resolution. Hillary lost to Obama before they got to the convention. The last times you actually had decisions made at conventions was back in 1948 and 1952. However, I think things are changing, and a number of factors, it seems to me, make it more likely that the Republican primary process won't pick a winner. One of them, and it's a new rule, I think it's a terrible rule, I opposed it, that the Republicans have taken on is proportional delegate division in all their primaries up through April 1st, which means that up until now, if you win New Hampshire by one vote, you get 100% of the delegates.
That's
now,
right.
If you win 38%, you only get 38% of the delegates. This is going to tend to make it harder for a front runner to build up a big lead and allow second-tier candidates to stay in. Then also, none of the campaigns, including Romney and Perry, are really very well funded by traditional measures. And so I think we have less advertising, less state-organized campaigning going on from top to bottom than we've seen in the last 30, 40 years, more nationalized debating going on, more social media going on. So I think it's less likely to be decisive. Those big campaigns where you have to raise money to keep advertising to stay in the race may not be driving out candidates. You combine that with proportional representation, and you may see indecisiveness through the spring.
You know, it's funny, too, because you mentioned we have a weak front runner in Romney.
Yes.
And that comes into play, and is it because we want a real conservative? Is that it?
Yeah, I think I think there are two possibly conflicting. On one hand, we really want to beat Obama, and we want somebody who's electable. And a lot of people think Romney's the most electable. On the other hand, the same Republican primary voters really want to elect a true, convinced conservative who will change things back to traditional methods of fiscal and constitutional government, and they're not convinced that Romney's that guy, and they so want to pick the right person to beat Obama that they keep bouncing back and forth between different choices. So it's not that Romney can't get there. He may well win, but he so far is having trouble getting above 25-27%, and that's beginning to look more like a ceiling than a floor.
Yeah. All right, now take me through the process. If this doesn't occur, if we don't know who the nominee is by the time we go to Tampa next August, the end of next August, what could happen?
Well, what could happen if you have the first vote in Tampa in August in the convention and nobody gets to a majority, then anybody else can be nominated. They could put Chris Christie or anybody you wanted. Huckabee could be nominated if they wanted to run. So it's completely open to anybody, any late runners, any dark horses. This is a way, of course, that often nominees were chosen in the past, but not in the last half century. That we could return to that process.
All right, so you could have one individual take to the stage and so impress the people there that that individual could be the nominee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I suggest that, certainly it's a possibility someone like Newt could take the stage, give one of his, characteristically brilliant, entertaining speeches and sweep the field. In the olden days, great speeches did move the conventions. In my lifetime, since I've been going to conventions, my first one was 1964, the Republican one, with Goldwater, where we beat Rockefeller. since then, they've all been pretty well orchestrated by both parties and there hasn't been anything decisive happening at the convention other than propaganda for each party.
And I've heard of these things going on for a long period of time, days, weeks.
Yeah, back in 1924, they went on for 2 weeks at 103 ballots. Democrat Party did, and they picked John Davis, who lost to Calvin Coolidge. And there were others where they went on for dozens of ballots. The last couple that had more than one ballot was, Adlai Stevenson, the Democratic Party, won it in the third ballot in 52, and Tom Dewey won it on the third ballot in 1948. Those are the last two in each party that actually went beyond the first ballot.
All right, so I guess I should pick up the phone or go to the net and change my reservations, extend the hotel stay a little bit?
Well, I don't know about that. If you need it, I've got some empty units in the Tampa area I can pick you up.
All right, very good. It is very well written, a great piece in today's commentary section of the Washington Times, GOP Primary Deadlock. Check it out. It's by Tony Blankley. Tony,
Thank you. Thanks
for joining us.
Thank you.
Tony Blankley, former editorial page editor here at the Washington Times and now vice president of Edelman Public Relations.